Yeah, time for Robbo's Pet Project on the wake-up call. Ben from Bark, Bendigo Animal Relief Centre, is with us this morning. Ben, good morning to you.
Good morning, Robbo. Thanks for having me on again.
Now, I see there's a few pooches that have been there a little while and we're trying to find homes for them.
Yeah, look, I wanted to chat about three dogs in particular today. So they've been at the shelter for a little while. We have started to see adoption numbers fall a little bit since the COVID restrictions have been lifted. And these dogs just haven't had anyone really, or the right homes coming to look at them just yet. So I wanted to have a chat about these guys and their wonderful attributes that does it make them deserving of great homes.
Yeah, well, run us through the three of them and how you see the fit with what sort of family.
Yeah, so we've got Bolo, who's a 2.5-year-old cattle dog. Obviously great with, you know, most members of the family. Not ideal with cats, and would prefer an only dog home. So looking for an active family lifestyle there where he can be lavished. We've also got Axel, who's a young Rottweiler. Again, great family dog, looking for a home without cats, and preferably older children, but a lovely family loyal dog, active, well-behaved and in need of some love. And then there's also Diesel, who's the youngest of the three. He's a 14-month-old Ridgeback Cross, so he's the largest of the dogs as well. But again, in need of a family home with older kids who are just looking for a real character and clown of a dog and wanting to do some training with their new family member.
Yeah, no, they're all gorgeous-looking dogs, no question about that. What about the situation with fostering? Is that an option?
It certainly is with these three dogs. So not all dogs are available for foster, but we're really keen to get these guys out into a home, and we're confident that once they get out there and people get to know them, they'll do what we call foster fail and fall in love with the dogs and not want to bring them back. So fostering is an option to all residents of Bendigo. It's a pretty easy program to get into. It's simply a matter of filling out a form, and one of our foster coordinators will be in touch. They'll arrange to come and just have a quick look and make sure your backyard's secure and you've got adequate fencing for the dog in question. We'll then get you in to meet the dog and put that dog in your care for a little while so you can see all their wonderful attributes before you commit to adopting.
Yeah, I guess it's one of those situations where the thought of letting them go is very difficult, but the part you play in getting them a new forever home and acclimatising them to life on the outside, as it were, is certainly very important.
Yeah, very much so. Even if the foster carers, you know, don't fail and they do bring the dogs back at the required time, that extra information and seeing the dogs in a home and getting them out of the shelter and into an environment where they can be on the couch and get all the love and attention that they deserve is just fantastic for the dog. So it provides them that relief, and it gives us in the shelter a bit more information on finding the right home for the animals.
Yeah, indeed. If people want to contact you, Ben, how can they do so?
Yeah, so all our information is on our website. We've got a couple of videos of the boys in need of homes up on our Facebook page, and we're available on the phone 5441 2209.
Terrific stuff. Ben, good luck with that. Thanks, and we'll talk to you or one of your colleagues again next week.
Lovely. Thanks again, Robbo.
Good on you. Ben from Bark joining us on the Wake Up Call.